Super Bowl food.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about right now. The halftime buffet, you got to have something good.
You do.
All right, 203-882-9757. I said this woman is no longer in my life. She's married to my friend.
Right.
I miss her meatballs.
Yeah. Those were incredible. I mean, you gave me something like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. They fell from heaven. They fell from heaven.
There was something special about it.
So delicious.
No one's been able to recreate it since. She was from Texas.
Yeah.
She had this beautiful southern drawl.
Yep.
And loved her low-cut shirts.
And great
but
meatballs.
The meatballs are what I really miss.
I love her meatballs.
You know, and like, how do you recreate this?
Seriously.
Martin in North Haven. Martin.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank
you. How
you
doing?
Good. I don't know if this is a recipe you're looking for. You mentioned something that had a great jelly in the recipe.
Yes.
All right. So this one is wonderful. Super, super easy. It's 24 ounces of grape jelly and 24 ounces of chili sauce.
Okay.
And you just put it in a saucepan. You just let it liquefy. And then you throw in the meatballs in on top of it and just move it around. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Just coat the balls.
So it's 24, 24.
Yeah.
And the grape jelly is, I'm guessing, Welch's?
Any kind of grape
Smucker's
jelly.
Smucker's
is good. See, that's where it goes wrong.
See, Smucker's is a better quality.
Smucker's is.
Smucker's, yeah. Well, yeah, you want Smucker's.
You guys make the call on that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
no? Smucker's, it's got that extra little thicker.
But I don't know what she used.
Yeah.
It's probably Smucker's.
Go with Smucker's.
Yeah.
Go with Smucker's.
Smucker's.
Yeah.
And then what about the chili sauce?
Heinz.
Chili sauce, I just use a brand name store, brand, whatever it is. It's that comes in 12-ounce jars of chili sauce. It's just, it's super easy.
Okay.
It all tastes the same.
Yeah.
I think any chef would say, no, it's not going to, you got to use this, you got to use that.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to these Texans who make like barbecue sauce, they use a particular beer. They don't say any beer.
Yeah.
They use a very particular,
particular chili.
But you got me on the right path.
Thank you. Yeah, that's awesome.
It sounds like a disgusting recipe. I had it at a wedding about 25 years ago, and I asked the chef, and I was like, that's disgusting, but I make it every single year at any party we ever have.
It's so good.
I eat the whole thing myself,
They're addictive, and another key is to not overdo the meatballs, so they're not rubber.
Yeah. I'm just at the perfect.
Yeah, don't overdo it because you leave them in there too long. If you leave them in a crock pot for hours, they kind of swell and they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want anything large in my mouth. No.
We didn't have to go there.
I wasn't.
You did.
I'm heading in for a stress test, so I have to go, but enjoy your day.
Oh.
Nice.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you much. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yes, you will.
That's what everyone says.
Exactly.
Sure, you'll be fine.
I'll be in for a minute.
That's a crazy theory, though, the stress test, by the way. It's like, well, we're going to try to get you a heart attack.
Right.
We're
going to see how.
But we're right here.
We're going to try and break you.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see how much you could take.
We're ready to catch you.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Trent and East Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, you know what's funny?
What's just
occurred to me.
What?
He's talking about like meatballs, grape jelly, chili sauce.
Yeah. He's going to a stress test.
He's going to...
Yeah, wonder why. Wonder why.
Hey, didn't I just hear you on the radio talking about that? Yeah,
all right.
Get on.
You're precious.
I do it every year. It's too good.
You're precious through the roof already.
Trent and East Adam, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you
Hello
doing?
Again.
So those cocktail hot dogs you're talking about, right?
Yeah, those two. What do we do with these?
It's pigs and blankets. A cup of ketchup, a cup of brown sugar, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
I like how you say it better.
Worcestershire sauce.
We're Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
I can never say that right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the mini hot dogs, do you have a preference?
No, not really.
Johnson.
I mean, like, I just put it in a pot.
Hummels.
Throw them all in there.
I'd use Hummels.
Hummels.
Just mix all the ingredients together.
All right, so what was it again? The mini hot dogs? The what?
Yeah, it's like a cup of ketchup, a cup of
ketchup,
brown sugar, and then some Worcestershire sauce.
Right, Worcestershire sauce.
How much is the Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah.
Worcestershire, about like 1 to 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
I mean, you could go crazy. You can add a little more.
Yeah. It's got a kick, though.
Personal preference.
Yeah, watch.
I already said.
Yeah,
we got to use this one drop of Worcestershire.
Are we drinking right now? What's going on? Are we drunk?
I'm having a stroke.
I am. Oh, what's your sauce?
That's what you're supposed to do right after halftime.
Yeah.
Just eat until you're stroking out.
Eat until
you can also add a cup of bourbon if you want it.
Bourbon, nice.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
And wiener's a punch.
All right, bourbon.
Yeah, well, it's separate, actually. You take the bourbon before, and then you make the
sauce. Now, what kind of hot dogs are you making here? You drink the bourbon, then you down it with the hot dogs.
Now, are these wieners like going in the little crescent roll things, or what are you doing?
It doesn't matter how it tastes.
It's a crock pot?
No, just a little, like, soup pot.
Pot of wieners.
A soup?
Yeah, a little pot of wieners.
Okay.
A bowl of wieners.
And then you just heat them up in, so no crock pot.
Yeah.
No, on the stovetop.
Stovetop. Right.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah.
Okay, stovetop. Got it.
I don't think I've ever had those.
It sounds freaking good,
it
though.
It sounds delicious.
Yes, I mean,
it does.
There's a lot of sugar in there,
you had me at a wiener.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but it's Super Bowl, you know?
That's right. It doesn't matter.
Anything encased is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Trent.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, we're going to get to Emma in a second.
Okay.
She's a great cook, by the way.
Yes,
so
she is.
We're going to hear something good there.
Right.
My wife left me a message. She sent me a message. She's at work now.
Okay.
So she can't call in.
Hi, it's your wife. I have a suggestion, actually five suggestions for apps for...
Oh, my God. Five suggestions.
They're probably really good.
That guy who locked himself in the room.
Right.
Not that dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Super Bowl. Number one, beer and cheese dip. Found a great recipe for that. Mm. Number two.
Beer and cheese dip.
Beer and cheese. I've heard of that. Good stuff.
I make that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I have a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a good beer cheese.
Really?
Yeah, pretzels. Yeah.
Just make sure you go outside a lot.
Oh.
It's thick. They're heavy.
Yeah, no.
I mean, all right, I want Brian's recipe.
Did you go outside and blow some leaves around?
It's winter.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get rid of the drifts.
Two, meatballs with barbecue sauce and grape jelly. Yes. The winner.
That's the one.
I have to say.
Yeah. What?
She hasn't. They're good, but they're not.
I should probably try some and see.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't reached that level yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three, sheet pan nachos, super easy.
Sheet pan nachos. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's absolutely going to be on the menu for our Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to do. Yeah. You don't have to worry too much about it. You can customize it as much as you want.
You can make it in the microwave, too. That's what I did.
No, but the sheet pan is better. The heat is better. It doesn't like distort the chips.
You want them to brown a little bit. Yeah.
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 Don't forget about it, by the way.
Number four, Trader Joe's frozen apps. They're always a winner. We have a variety in our freezer.
Oh.
And number five, always my favorite, Chaz, you like it too, is deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't complain. Please give me your list, what you would like, and I shall buy accordingly. Okay, love you, bye.
I remember one time
complain. It's like she doesn't know me.
And one time someone made them almost like deep fried deviled eggs. Looked really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Who made that?
I saw it on Facebook post one time. Deep fried deviled eggs. I'm like, oh my God.
Was that AI slop?
No, it's not AI slop. It was a real deal. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you don't have a discombobulator right now, AJ.
Yeah.
Phil would be missing.
Right. By the way, our boy's moving. He's up. The lights are on. Everything. Yeah.
Okay, if you're just tuning in at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to a guy who's in isolation.
Isolation man, yeah.
His chat room now is commenting on us. They're on the fence with us. They don't know if we're good or evil.
Yeah. He's up, but he's up and running.
He's commenting, too. He's also talking to people in the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Emma.
Hi.
Hi.
Your sweet chili sauce, Frank's Red Hot brand.
Frank's Red
Hot. Instead of using a regular chili sauce with the grape jelly, you want to use Frank's Red Hot chili sauce.
That's what I need. I need specifics.
Right.
Yeah.
Frank's
and
Red
Hot. And then it's half and half. Whatever the size you want to use, that's the half and half mixture. I think, what is it, 12 ounces, 24 and 24?
Yeah. You said 24, 24?
That's a particular
brand. Would you use the Smucker's or the Welch's?
Who makes the better one? Isn't
Smucker's.
It Welch's?
I think Smucker's, really.
You know what? I have to look at the label.
It's a
thicker, has the dark purple label.
If you want it to stick, I think the Smucker's will hold on better.
I'm a jam person, by the way.
It's a thicker jelly.
You're a jam?
Yeah, that's jam. That's what I would use.
Well, Smucker's
I wouldn't
jam,
use jelly.
Oh, okay, jam.
I don't like jelly.
Well, Smucker's
jelly kind of breaks up. It has a lot of water in it already.
Smucker's is a jam.
Yeah.
Smucker's is a jam.
Yes. AJ's getting mad.
No, I'm not.
We're talking about meatballs and jelly. And he's...
I just get popular right now. Bam.
All right. Well, we're talking about Super Bowl food. What's your deal?
Yeah.
203-882-9757. Just an update, because at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to the man who put himself into isolation for a year.
Yeah.
And he's awake. He's chatting.
Yeah.
And now our tribe has intercepted his tribe.
Yeah.
Ricky Smith is in the room. They're calling him Dr. Ricky Smith.
Yes. And
all hell is breaking.
He's a conspiracy guy on our show, by the way. In case
that's right. Yeah. 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 So who knows how this is going to go?
This could go really bad.
But right now we're focusing on recipes.
Yes.
Mike on the road.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Good
morning, Mike.
All right, so I got a real quick and easy, not really thinking behind it, but I usually do some sliders, and
the way I do it is
you got to start out with an onion, you got to slice it up a little bit, lay it in the bottom of a sheet pan.
Okay.
85-15 ground beef.
Okay.
Lay that out nice and even on top of the onion. Throw it in the oven. Let that thing roll. You take the sweet Hawaiian rolls.
Yep, King's Hawaiian.
Leave them all connected.
Yep.
Slice them.
Lay on top.
And when that pan is ready with that meat, you put the bottom on. You flip it over. You throw the top on it, and you let them doctor it up with what they want—mayo,
yep.
ketchup, whatever.
Dude,
and they're all connected. Yeah.
If you buy one of those aluminum foil pans at the grocery store,
yeah.
that like sheet of rolls fits yeah. almost exactly perfectly yeah. in the bottom of
I've
it.
I've seen this done yeah. a lot. Yeah.
That sounds heavenly.
It's awesome.
You could do whatever you want. It could be barbecue. Yeah.
And the onions get a little bit of a crisp on them because they're on the bottom. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's perfect.
Nice.
Dude,
that's
awesome. Great.
That is great, yeah.
I've seen people, they'll do like a half and half. You could do like buffalo chicken on one side. You could do ground beef on the other.
Yeah,
you could make
pork.
Like little fake Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah, Cubanos. Yeah.
All right. This call's clearly going
simple.
Up.
Like four ingredients. That's it. Said yeah. and done.
I love it.
Nice.
Four ingredients, nice and easy,
yep.
high impact.
Even I can do it.
And ingredients you're going to be able to find.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
All right.
By the way, I remember the AJ Dies in the Hill, but the anchovy pizza?
Yeah.
I got an email from someone saying Worcestershire has anchovy in it. Just so you guys know, anchovies are everywhere.
So, nyeh.
Nyeh.
Yeah, go ahead, do it. Nyeh.
Nyeh.
All right. Chef Jerry from Encore Restaurant, Ooh. New Haven's on the phone. Award winner,
Here we go.
By the way.
Here we go.
All right, Chef Jerry, Hi. What do you got for us?
Sensei.
All right, let's just start off. Good morning, everybody.
Morning to you.
Morning.
Listen, if you ring, I bring. And you don't have to do anything. So our restaurants are going to be open, both restaurants, all day. So you don't have to plan ahead. If you only have a party for two people or three people, four or 20, 30, doesn't matter. We have all sizes of kinds of food that you can get. You want a big tray, you get a big tray. You want a small tray, you get a small tray. You want just dinner for two, you get dinner for two. Or... if you want to make your own stuff, I would suggest you go to like a big store, like maybe even Costco.
Okay.
And they got a lot of pre-made stuff ready to go right for Super Bowl Sunday. Stuff that you pick with your fingers, your chips, and they got little sandwiches and little bites. But don't forget, you ring and I bring.
I like that slogan.
Right. You ring, I bring.
What do you think? I don't know if you got a chance. We're talking about this, these mini meatball things with the jelly and the chili sauce.
Barbecue meatballs, yeah.
You know, that's not me. I do my own meatballs, you know?
Right.
You know, Sunday sauce, stuff like that. I really don't do any sweet stuff, sweet food. I really don't like that kind of food. But, I mean, you know, I go for it. You know, I'll try it, but really.
Right. Not even Swedish meatballs? I guess not.
No. The laugh
Gabby
tells
no.
you everything.
Gabby, no. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so that story. Or you know what you
okay,
can do?
Okay, so your recipe, we're going to list this on the website. Your recipe is call Jerry or go to Costco.
One of the two.
Right. I mean, okay. why not? Right?
All right.
Costco has everything ready to go.
Okay.
All the food, everything you want. They even make ribs ready to go. They have a chicken ready to go. And they also have all like your little bite stuff. They even have a little sushi ready to go. They have roll ups.
Oh.
You could go. Rock and roll.
Okay. Nice. All right. So, yeah, I'm guessing if you don't know what you're making by now.
Right.
then you ring.
And he brings.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you go to Costco.
No, either or.
Yeah. Or, you know why? Because a lot of people are not having these big parties. They're having little stuff. So when you have little stuff, you don't want to start making all this ingredients and 1,000 things that you'll never use again. And then there's so much food. We're going to eat it for the week.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I would.
I would.
All right, Jerry. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have all a right. Super Bowl and go Seattle.
Whoa.
Nice.
Chef Jerry. Encore Restaurant in New Haven. Nurse Diane.
Hey, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. You said pigs in blanket, but that guy gave you a recipe for putting, you know, the wieners in with brown sugar and all that. But pigs in a blanket is two ingredients.
Yeah.
And
pig easy. In a blanket. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little piggies and then the Pillsbury crescent roll.
You can put cheese there, right? You can like lay some cheese in there.
Oh, you can put some cheese in there too.
Can I tell you when those are right?
That's a
party.
They're
just the right temperature, and you got a little mustard dip.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. There is no party without those.
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yep. It's official.
All right, Nurse Diane. Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.